Welcome to the Arcturian Ascension Process with Dr. Susan Lee.
Hello, and welcome to Arcturian Ascension Process. And we have Matthew back with us again. We just ran out of time and had so many things to say. We just barely got started, didn't we, Matthew?
Right. I'm really happy to be back.
And I'm really happy to have you back again. And just like he did a wonderful healing at the first of it, we're going to ask him to do the same. But maybe we can do a little rewind of what our last meeting was about, if you can remember that a little bit for me. Can you remember? I know we did the healing, and we were talking. Oh, I know. I wanted to ask you. You were saying that you have a lot of programs that you offer. So if you can give just a update of what exactly those programs are and how it is you offer them to listeners?
I'd be happy to. And in doing that, I first want to summarize briefly the overall methodology behind the madness.
Great.
The work that I do is in helping people directly connect to and experience the God that resides within them, the divine presence that is very much a constant part of our awareness. So when we understand the idea of enlightenment, it has less to do with transforming ourselves and more to do with stepping out of the way and reclaiming the divinity that's already ours. So,
Great. That is a great way to say it. That's true.
as we spoke of last time, this work is about knowing that God within the self. And one of the main things that the Wholeness offers as an organization is every day, every morning, we offer something called the Daily Wholeness Calls. And it's a 20 to 30 minute morning call. And in this phone call, which is private and anonymous, you just call in, much like just a conference calling service, everyone settles into that silence, and it's the most precious time to simply receive. It's without needing to do any work at all. It's like coming home to that part of yourself that's never afraid, that's always aware, that's always loving and fully present. And in this way, what happens is, in this transformation of awareness, you can have dramatic shifts in the quality of your physiology as well. So the health can improve, the body can have much more energy, the awareness can feel expanded and light and clear. And in a very important way, the awareness also begins to remember or reawaken to what we can call multidimensional creation or multidimensional perception. So these calls are offered every morning. And for the people who've done them now, we've had, a lot of people who've done them for over 2 years now. It's become such a sweet part of my routine, of their routine. And to know that there's that time every day where you can just settle in and know that whatever it is you are going through during the day, during the night, you can check it at the door, come home, and on the other side, there is a direct and real transformation for both the physiology and the awareness.
That sounds wonderful. So how can people connect with that? Is there like a time and a number that they can call?
Yes,
the
best way to do it is to sign up for it. And you do that by going to our website, thewholeness.com. The Wholeness, WHOLENESS.com. And don't forget the. It's not Wholeness, but it's thewholeness.com. And there's further descriptions of the program and a lot of client experiences that have been posted there. But the main thing to remember with these healings is that it is truly a self-referral process. Although I am leading the dynamic or the format of the call, it's the healing that occurs is completely self-referral. It's your own divine self nourishing that part of you that requires nourishment, right? That part of you that is in fear, that part of you that's uncertain or unknowing or looking for solutions.
So you can kind of like let your ego sit across the room while you phone in for this experience.
It's very sweet. That's a nice way of putting it.
And just let yourself take over there for a while.
That's exactly what the experience is described as by so many people, is they become aware that they're not just the ego. They're also that beautiful, expansive, divine presence that is loving the ego, is loving the individual, because we know that even in the highest states of enlightenment, the ego is still present. It still serves a purpose in playing in creation and playing in this world. However, the ego at that point is no longer dictating, making all the decisions, creating so much havoc and chaos for the life.
Mm-hmm. That sounds wonderful. Yes, it's a time of consecration. You consecrate your energy to a higher expression of yourself.
Beautiful.
So, and you said there's different kinds of programs that people have besides that one. Were there some of the other programs that you have?
I'd say that my very favorite thing, it's hard to choose.
Right.
But my very favorite thing that we offer now is a program that we call God in the Heart. It's an instruction program. And it lasts about 5 nights, and there are 5 consecutive nights. It's a teleconference that's offered live. It's an instruction via teleconference over 5 nights. It's about 1 to 1.5 hours per night. And in this instruction, what we're exploring is that capacity to, even in activity, reclaim your divine identity, that identity, that God self that is fully expanded. And that can sound very intellectual or even vague unless we have the direct experience of it. And then what we can recognize it as is it's a way of approaching every day, every moment, as a potential end to suffering. It's that true coming home in activity to the presence of your divine self. We need to recognize that the divine self is not a separate self from us, but it's our true nature. And although we hear that from so many exquisite sources of knowledge, it's time to fully embody and live that truth. And so in this instruction, this knowledge that my own divine presence, that what I call Divine Mother, the Divine Mother that lives in my heart, that lives in your heart, Divine Mother has literally given all of the knowledge, all of the steps that this ancient practice is based upon. So the cherry on top of this instruction is what we call awakened sleep, which is then taking this instruction of God in the heart and the experience of being with that God presence in your heart, and translating it to complete wakefulness during sleep. Mm. So instead of sleep being an unconscious experience, sleep is instead a superconscious experience. It is the awareness instead of falling asleep with the mind, falling asleep with the thoughts as the mind conks out into unconsciousness. It threads the needle of consciousness, goes beyond the mind, and expands into the heart even during those hours of sleep. And in that way, sleep can fulfill its full potential, which is sleep should be that time of uninterrupted communion with your own greatness.
Yeah.
And if you can imagine those hours of sleep being spent in that superconscious state, how would that transform the day? How would that transform the life? The potential there is so magnificent, and it really does require a perspective shift on what sleep is really all about.
Mm-hmm.
And you had touched upon, before we began recording, we were just chatting for a couple of minutes, and you had touched upon, you know, DNA of the physiology and how there is what some could call junk DNA. There's so much of the DNA that's not explained, right? That
mm-hmm.
we have no idea what it's there for, and there are plenty of theories on why it's there. But what we can definitely just point in the direction to is when you're enjoying this state of witnessing sleep or awakened sleep, what is that doing to the DNA level of physiology, to the cellular physiology? There is so much potential in our body. And this is really that time in life right now. It's that time in life to take that leap forward.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then also, I mean, I've been having a lot more wakeful. Actually, it's usually when I wake up. It's not this way every morning, but I'll get messages, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that the illusions of the physical world, they're not all of your world. It's just that's where you are when you're in that body and that state of consciousness.
Right.
And then sleep is, well, who you really are that's visiting that body and that state of consciousness. So, yes, that's really, that's an amazing thing.
That's exactly it. You know, when you're pointing out this idea of how in this dimension, in the waking state, this reality, this life reality, these people and this planet and all these things take center stage. And there's a corresponding state of physiology for that. And it's important that we recognize that this, obviously, being here on Earth is important. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that we want to leave it completely behind and go play in these higher dimensions of consciousness. It's that we want to integrate these higher dimensions of consciousness so that we can be the full expression of our physiology and reclaim our full identity as a great being that has incarnated here on Earth.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Grounding that part of ourselves. And then we contribute that energy field to planet Earth, which really allows her to move into her process of being her higher expression of self as well.
That is a really interesting point. And in my experience, in my communion, we could say, with the being that is Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure for your audience, that's a very comfortable concept, that we understand that this planet that we live on is not the playground for human consciousness. This planet is actually a being, is
yes.
a being with mm-hmm. a soul and a cosmic identity.
Yes.
A way we can think about that is, do you think that the cells in your physiology recognize that you are a sentient being? Do you
That's
think that they have the level of intelligence required to
mm-hmm.
comprehend the greatness of the sum of your parts?
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, Divine Mother, in these conversations in my own heart, we all have our own beautiful internal dialogue, and this is what Divine Mother has shared with me. This being that is Mother Earth is, it's exactly like cells to physiology. Each
mm-hmm.
human being is a cell in this greater physiology. And that can be a challenge for human beings to not have such a human-centric view that we are the
mm-hmm.
center of the universe, that there is a being that we are a part of that is greater than our ego. And yet
yes.
here we are on Mother Earth, so many of us unconscious of the fact that we are literally, literally a cell in a greater organism.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
What kind of ramifications or possibilities are exposed in that revelation? That idea and that understanding that your physiology's greatest aspect is not your body, but is actually this planet.
Mm-hmm.
This planet is a part of your physiology. And so it opens up all kinds of questions about how one can attain true potential of the physiology, how one can align one's physiology with its birthing force, which is this being, this Mother Earth. And if we look into the subtle structures of the human physiology, we start to discover truths that, although they may not be popular at the moment, let's give humanity some years or decades to fully embrace the possibilities. We find that this spine of ours, for example, if we follow the actual light structures of the spine beyond just the physical dimension of the body, we see that the spine is actually directly connected to the light structures of Earth physiology. And in this way, just as each cell in our body contains our DNA, in this same way, our spine holds the Earth's DNA, or its equivalent.
Mm-hmm.
And that has so much possibility and what that can mean for our own direct experience of higher states of consciousness.
So is our spine connected to the planet via our Kundalini energy?
What I love about discussing these things is just taking a moment to recognize that there are so many words that we can use to describe different
mm-hmm.
kinds of not just physiological and spiritual phenomena, but really
mm-hmm.
anything. And here, Kundalini, I don't want to step on the toes of experts of Kundalini, but I would, as I have experienced Kundalini, what we can call, what I will call here Kundalini, or the pranic flow of core life energy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is indeed the way the physiology is animated by life. Its source of energy is not actually the body. It's not its own source of energy.
Mm-hmm.
The true source of the body's energy is this planetary being. So we're actually connected to a far more vast network of energy flow, or Kundalini flow, than a self-contained, self-referral loop of Kundalini energy.
Right. Exactly.
So, you know, we hear about different modalities of healing, and yet one universal concept of healing is something called grounding, right?
Right.
That it's very important that before you begin a healing or before you enter a stressful situation or before you step into whatever role of Dharma you're considering, you really want to ground.
Mm-hmm.
And this is indeed a very, very, very important aspect of health. In fact, there's a lot of research coming out now about the relationship of the human physiology and earth physiology in the form of electromagnetic fields and inflammation, how when you move further and further and further away from the surface of the earth, the body has the tendency to actually become more and more inflamed. And this is, it's a really fascinating newer body of emerging research. But it does indicate something that mystics have forever known, and that is that that relationship of earth physiology and human physiology is so essential. It is so essential. And a full healing or awakening program that you engage in, it's very important that it's integrating this awakening and this healthy connection of earth physiology and human physiology and all of the corresponding effects that can have in the whole life.
Absolutely. And I've been, you know, grounding in the planet for years and years. And what I have experienced, and I'm sure you have too, what I've experienced lately is that when I go into the body of Gaia, it feels different than it used to. I can feel all of the energy that the beings on the outside, you know, the animals, the people, the Stasians, the plants, I can feel that there's this integration of higher light inside of the body of Earth that feels different, more expanded, more unified than it ever felt before.
Right.
Have you had that experience too?
I absolutely have, and it's that question, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Right. Exactly.
Is it Mother Earth's awakening that is stimulating and nourishing all of the cells of her physiology, or is it the collective awakening of all of the cells of the physiology awakening the planetary being?
And from my perspective, I would venture
that it's far more the awakening of Mother Earth as a being that we have to thank for the corresponding shifts in collective consciousness that are occurring for humanity.
Yes, absolutely. And as we unite with the planet, it's our uniting with the planet that so amplifies our experience. That's what I felt.
Oh my, I totally agree.
You know, it's like so much. And I got a reading from the Arcturians quite a while ago, and they talked about how you know, all these higher dimensional expressions that didn't have form thought it would be really cool to be a planet. And so some of them wanted to be third dimensional beings, some of them wanted to be second dimensional beings, some wanted to be first dimensional beings, some wanted to be the elementals and all the fourth dimensional beings. And everyone was all alive and everyone was all awake. They just chose different experiences. And it was just an interesting way to think of it, because that's really what it is. And now we're all getting ready to, like, return into a higher expression, that expression, our cycle. We're feeling like this was good, this was cool. Well, I don't know if it was all good. A lot of it was pretty awful, actually, the whole third dimensional thing. But, you know, there was a lot of wonderful things, and we've learned a lot, those that have learned. And now there is this, you know, turning, a return. You know, it's reached that furthest part of the out breath, and now it's coming back into the in breath.
That's a beautiful metaphor. That's beautiful. As you say that, it really just, it's a reminder of how vast this creation is. And in a sense, it's almost, it's unfortunately fortunate that we have these sensory blinders on that that allow us to learn our lessons in a particular way so that we're not overwhelmed by the true vastness of multidimensional creation. We know that there are literally an infinite number of dimensional realities. And whenever we think that we finally figured it all out, there's, you know, you peel another layer back and, oh my goodness, there's so much more.
Yes. And people are changing so much because when I did my first, my multidimensions.com, you know, I think it started in 96 or something like that. You would Google it and there'd be like one or two things that would come up under multidimensional. And then it would be under multidimensional, like multidimensional television sets or multimedia or what's multidimensional. Now, if you Google multidimensional, pages and pages and pages.
Well, I don't even want to tell you how old I was in 1996.
Yes, well, that's okay. We'll pass on that one. That's okay, though, because I'm of the mother, so I am very honored to be a grandmother. In fact, I am very much a grandmother and have four grandchildren, so I have no problem with my age. I'm very happy.
I know,
I'm a Capricorn, and I have no problem with being the grandmother.
Well, I think that it's a very honored and cherished role.
Yes, I think so too. I think it is honored, and I personally think I earned every wrinkle, and I wear them proudly.
And not just that, but I think that you may have that role of being not just grandmother to a few, but the grandmother to many.
Yes, maybe. And all right, now that's a perfect segue for you to give your beautiful healing message.
Good. So I was thinking a little bit earlier today about what I would love to offer all of these wonderful listeners on the phone, and I thought that it could be appropriate just to spend a few minutes helping to clear fear from the emotional body.
Oh, wonderful.
Because fear is definitely something that we all know a little thing about. And whether that fear is unconscious or conscious, whether we're aware in that moment that we're afraid, or that fear instead is masquerading as anger or jealousy or
absolutely,
or some other emotion that's overshadowing, it's always playing a role until we do come home, until we do find that part of our awareness that is the eternal source of creation. And it sounds like a huge statement until you begin to experience it, and then there's nothing more natural. So what I wanted to do is just take maybe 10 minutes, and what we'll do is start, just so listeners are prepared, we'll start with about 30 seconds of silence, and then we'll begin this really gentle healing. And keep in mind that it would be best if, you know, for this healing, you're not driving, you're not listening to this podcast while you're working out or something like that. If you want to take advantage of it, it would be best just to be sitting someplace quiet. And so what we'll do is go into silence now and then do about a 10-minute healing.
Sorry about that. Don't have control over that.
It's the sound of fear.
Oh, there we go.
Free sound effects for the healing.
Exactly, yeah. Help is on the way.
Good. So first, a brief reminder. No matter the state of awareness, no matter the experience, you are absolutely divine. And we'll let this mental concept go far beyond a mental concept into a direct state of reality. The presence of God is here, seated in your heart. The ever-expanded presence of God, your own divinity, has its home here in your heart. So God may be here, but certainly there can be some stress or strain here as well. No problem. Find some tension in the physiology. For always, if there is fear, by definition, there will be some contraction in awareness. And if there is contraction, there will be corresponding tension in the body. This tension is just an opportunity to move beyond all fear. It sounds like a tall order until it happens. Breathing the awareness into that region of physiology that is holding some tension. Maybe it's the abdomen. Maybe it's the heart. Here is the key to overcoming fear. Accepting it. Embracing it. and then the fear? Is it transformed from tension to expansion? Breathing the awareness into that space of tension in the body. And instead of trying to dominate the tension or force it out, instead soften the region of the body around the tension. Through intention. The end of tension is through intention. This is a powerful healing for the emotional body. If you do it on a regular basis, you can find that you are indeed your own great healer. Emotional releases are common here. If there is tension, bring your attention to the region using your breath very gently. And instead of trying to break down the tension itself, just soften whatever you can soften around the tension. In this way, instead of fighting the fear begins to be completely accepted. And then transmuted. Into pure energy. Which is actually what tension is. It is just energy contracted. This process can feel like a deep healing, but it can also feel like a deep massage. Because when you soften the physiology, thereby inviting the tension in even deeper, the tension actually dissolves. And with it, corresponding states of fear in the emotional body. Good, just taking another 20 or 30 seconds. Using the breath to help soften the body around the tension. Embracing the tension, even thanking the tension. And then the fear loses its fangs. Then the fear loses its teeth. And then it smiles. (laughs) This is the potential application of your own awareness in your own physiology. You are the great healer. Don't forget that you are the great healer.
Thank you. That was very beautiful.
Thank you. How do you feel?
I feel really relaxed. And I like that, you know, relaxing into the tension, surrendering into it.
Isn't that the perfect approach to tension?
Mm-hmm. It is.
That, you know, you can think of it like, you know, running away from your problems that
mm-hmm.
only empowers the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it only strengthens that force against you because you've already allowed it to dictate your actions.
Right.
And here, without sounding too mushy,
mm-hmm.
if you can meet that fear, that tension, that manifests in your physiology with the embrace of acceptance and love.
Yes.
That and offer the fear to come even deeper into the body.
Mm-hmm.
When there's no resistance,
right,
the stress goes. You know, we've heard
mm-hmm.
this really important idea that stress is not what happens to you. It's your reaction to what happens to you.
Mm-hmm. And your resistance to what's
mm-hmm.
happening to you.
Exactly. If we resist what's happening to us, oh my, that's the birthplace of stress.
Yeah,
we
and,
are
and,
our own birthplace.
And what we resist persists.
Yes. I've heard that, and I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and it's true, because if we resist it, we create a boundary between it and us, and we try to separate it and us. And so then we've gone into a lower state of consciousness. We've gone into a state of dualistic consciousness, which is the opposite of our unity with the One. And when we embrace it, when we surrender into it, and we invite it in more deeply, then we are uniting with it. And then mm. that raises our consciousness into our multidimensional consciousness. And therefore, we have great resources to heal and release that just aren't present when we're down in fight-flight mode of our third-dimensional world.
Thank you for that explanation. I think that really is a rich understanding, and it is what we're overcoming. You know, a lot of the scriptures from different traditions recognize that enlightenment they describe as overcoming our animal tendencies. It's overcoming fight
mm-hmm.
or flight, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's an animal tendency isn't a criticism. It's recognizing our human beingness.
Yes.
But we have that power to not just overcome these tendencies, but to elevate them. And
right.
when you have fear in your physiology, when you have fear in your awareness, and we do unless we're home, unless we're enlightened, unless we want to use the word ascended, when that fear is there, can you take it as an invitation? As an invitation to settle into the body and accept it, as an opportunity to accept and embrace it. It's a terrifying concept until you make a practice of it, and then it is the most blissful thing.
Yes,
it's so
it
powerful.
Yes, I just had surgery 6 weeks ago, I guess. But at first, for the first like 24, well, first, I don't know, a couple days, there was a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized that, I mean, like the first day I took the, you know, the painkillers. But then after that, I didn't want to put that in my body anymore. And I just surrendered into it. Because I've done pain management before, and so I knew that, but I, you know, and I've done it on myself before, but this was even more. But when I was just calm and just almost like rock the pain, like when you have a little baby, you know, and I would rock it and pat it, and it's okay, and it's fine, and yeah, that's all right, then the pain would so diminish. And, you know, pain, fear, tension, you know, all the same.
And isn't that your own divine awareness, your own divine guidance
mm-hmm.
that is guiding you through that,
yes.
that is shining that light through?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And that's yeah. where you recognize that the pain and the fear and the tension and all of the thoughts that come along with that, that at that point you see, oh, that's not me.
Yeah.
That's a part mm-hmm. of me that I can accept, and then it begins to disappear.
Right, and you were thinking about the, you know, really, you know, going beyond the animal me, and then I was thinking, yes, it's going to the planet me. So then we, you know, we really have resources to deal with things, and we're a whole planet. So that's wonderful. Well, that was so great talking to you, and I had a big question to ask you. I don't know if we have time. Okay, I'm going to ask you anyhow. You talked about physiology of the earth. That term really interested me. Can you give a little quick one on that? That's such an interesting way of speaking of the earth. So how, what do you mean by that?
Good. Physiology of the earth is, my gosh, isn't it the biggest can of worms? and I think that maybe sometime we can open it. And what I would love is if there are any listeners that would want to participate in the conversation, even, you know, send you a question or two, then at some point in the future we can hop on back together. It's always a lot of fun to talk with you. And
oh, yeah.
we can go into that, and if there are any questions that come in from listeners, I think that would be a lot of fun.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, and I can do it live, but it's at a weird time, 9 o'clock L.A. time,
I
which
think
is
it could
great
even
for the
be
West
if,
Coast. But
right, but I think it could even be if, you know, some questions came via email over the
mm-hmm.
next couple of weeks.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Wonderful.
So we'll invite you all now, and you can email me at SusanCarroll@multidimensions.com. And Susan Carroll's kind of hard to spell, so just look at multidimensions.com, and my email's all over the place. so you can go right ahead and ask questions. You can ask questions on my blog or on my Facebook. And on the opening page, you have access to all of those things. And then the way that they would communicate with you, Matthew, would be how again?
What I would love is I was thinking what I'd like to do if any listeners wanted to, if you go to the website, thewholeness.com, thewholeness.com, and there's on the main page is a newsletter sign up, and just enter your name and email. And I wanted to send you a transcript from one of the daily wholeness calls that we've done. And it's just such a beautiful healing even to read it. It's just reminding us of those essential truths that we carry in our awareness deep down. And if you wanted to submit a question based upon the email that you'll receive from us once sending an email in, via the sign up, then I would love to answer it that way.
Great. That's a wonderful way to do it. And thank you so much. It was just wonderful getting to talk with you again, and we'll have to do it again sometime. And thank you so very much.
Thank you so much, Suzanne.
Have a great day and
you
evening
too.
And life and all of that.
Wonderful.
And that's for everybody that hears this. Thank you so very much.